I'm with Colette Bailey, the artistic director at Metal. Hello, Colette.
Hello, nice to see you.
Yeah, and you, and it's a beautiful day, so you fixed the weather, which was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Village Green always seems to luck out on the weather, so we're really pleased. It's a beautiful sunny day.
Now, as artistic director for an event that has so many events going on, has to be an enormous job.
But it's one that we love. You know, when we first thought about Village Green, doing it for the first time 7 years ago, we wanted to, you know, create an event that brought all of the artistic talent of Southend and the wider region into one place, so everybody could kind of celebrate what a kind of creative place it is here. And as you can see, it's just grown and grown over the years, and into it we curate some international work and some national work as well. And it's just a fantastic showcase of the amazing talent that's in the region.
Now, as artistic director, you're obviously involved for planning the kind of acts who come down, booking them, and coordinating that kind of thing?
Well, the festival director is a man called Sean McLaughlin, and we work together, and he curates a large part of the music side of the festival and also some of the street art. So he's responsible for the day, and I'm responsible for Metal.
Because Metal is a bigger thing than Village Green. This is, you do these events up and down the country, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Village Green is just one of the things that we do, and it's one of the larger things that we do. You know, we're expecting 25,000 people here today, and there's about 800 different artists all doing different things across the site, and about 80 community groups. We've got 200 volunteers that have given their time, students and others who live in Southend. So yeah, it's a huge kind of job of coordination, but it's really good fun and worth it, you know, when you arrive on the day.
Now, as an artistic director, does that mean that your job has finished for the day and you can come here and look at what you've actually achieved, or are you still going to be really busy making things happen today?
Yeah, I think, yeah. My job today is to kind of look after some of the people who've helped us to fund the festival. So there's a small ticket charge for people to get in, but that only covers about 50% of the cost of making the event happen. And so we do rely on the support of people like the Arts Council and sponsors and Southend Borough Council as well. So there's a huge amount of kind of support that we get. And one of my jobs is to make sure that they see where their money has gone today and show them around and make sure that they meet some of the artists that they've helped to support.
Yeah, and there have been quite a lot of funders involved. So, I mean, obviously without them, it would be impossible to do something like this.
Yeah, that's right. And also without the help of all of the volunteers, like I said, who give their time so generously, you wouldn't be able to make an event of this size happen.
What's next for yourself with Metal after this? I know we have a local event in Grays next weekend, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to run Village Beach in Grays next week, which is kind of, it's a very similar type of event. And of course, there we're working with lots of talent from Thurrock. So, and it's a bit smaller than Village Green, but it's the first one. And so the idea is that hopefully it becomes an annual event and grows and grows, and as people get to hear about it. And then beyond that, we're creating the world's first digital art park here in Chalkwell, which will launch in September.
All right, tell us about that.
So that will be the whole park here will have Wi-Fi, and into that we will be commissioning kind of GPS located artwork that is digital, so you access it on smartphones and iPads. So it's like a kind of 21st century digital sculpture park, but when you walk into the park, we're not disrupting the environment at all. All of the artwork is in a digital layer.
Does it mean that everyone will be walking around the park looking at their tablets and smartphones and falling over and bumping into each other?
No, it doesn't work like that. So a lot of it is audio based, a lot of it is quite game based, and then there's some augmented reality where you will be using your screens, but it will be in a way that engages you with the natural environment in a way that is quite surprising, actually. So yes, absolutely not about coming to sit in the park and look at a screen. No.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to come back in September and find out more about that. Colette, well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks very much for having a chat.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. It's great. Enjoy your day.